California Governor Gray Davis has announced a plan to deal with his state's biggest budget deficit ever. California is one of many states facing budget cuts this year. Davis says a big shortfall in state income tax revenues, combined with the downturn in the national economy, are what took California from boom to bust in just 1 year. Ellen Cherchak of member station KQED reports.
Governor Davis says it was just 5 days ago that he learned California had a $23.6 billion deficit. At one point last year, the state was looking at a $10 billion surplus. In an announcement yesterday, Davis was quick to distance himself from any blame for the shortfall.
Over the last couple years, America has suffered from an economic slowdown, some would say recession, struggling stock markets. That was compounded by the economic aftershocks of September 11th. Add to that the collapse of the California.com economy, and you have the principal ingredients for a major revenue shortfall.
Davis said the devastating number became known only after all of April's income tax returns were counted. That's when state officials found revenues were down 45% from last year. The state depends on the top 5% of its richest citizens for about 70% of its income tax revenue. The very same factors that afflicted the national economy also affected those taxpayers. Faced with the $23.6 billion number, Governor Davis said he looked to other governors for help and also considered what his predecessors had done. In the end, Davis said he had only two options: cut spending and raise taxes.
My guiding principles were to protect as much as possible core education programs, public safety, children's health insurance, and vital senior programs.
Deep reductions, more than $7.5 billion, were made at the state's Health and Human Services Agency in areas like mental health and Social Security. As for tax increases, Davis has proposed a 2% increase in the cigarette tax and a 5% decrease in the rebates Californians had been receiving on their car registrations. That's particularly galling to Republican State Senate Leader Jim Brulte.
He promised not to raise taxes, and it looks like there's $4 to $5 billion in tax increases here. I also believe that if the governor believes that we need a tax increase, why does it take effect after the election?
Governor Davis is up for re-election in November. Although Republicans are the minority party in the state legislature, they've vowed to be a factor in the budget debate. Five of their votes are needed to pass the budget by the state constitutional deadline of June 15th. But Republican leaders have already said no one in their party will vote for a plan that includes tax increases. 10 years ago, lawmakers missed their summer vacations when the fight over a budget that was also filled with spending cuts and tax hikes lasted until September. For NPR News, I'm Ellen Cherchak in Sacramento.